The Humboldt County Elections Office released the final results early Wednesday morning, with projections favoring several Democratic and progressive candidates for the Eureka Mayor, Ward 1, 3, and 5 candidates. Susan Zeman ended election night ahead of the votes with a 44% lead over both Michelle Constantine with 30% and Heidi Messner with 25%. Incumbents for city council seats in Ward 3 and 5 maintain their spots in the council. However, due to previous changes in the Eureka ward system via Measure P in 2016, Eureka Councilmember Kim Burgell ran against Joe Bonino for Ward 5. Eureka Councilmember Natalie Arroyo ran against two challengers, John Fullerton and Jeannie Breslin, for Ward 3. Both Burgell and Arroyo were successful in winning their council seats, Arroyo leading with a 51% of the votes. Challengers Fullerton ended with 31%, while Breslin ended with 18%. Burgell led the votes with 62%, while Bonino held 37% of the votes. Progressive candidate Leslie Castellano moved ahead in the final election results with a 48% lead over Republican candidate Anthony Mantova, who ended the night with 24%. On Tuesday night, Castellano addressed a crowd of supporters and other political candidates and Measure K supporters at the Siren Song Tavern in Old Town Eureka.
All of us are here to work for societies that we believe in, that are visionary and radical and include opportunities for everyone and include respect for the planet we live on. So thank you for being here, everyone.
Several blocks away at Chapala Restaurant, Mantova sat with other conservative or Republican candidates running for Eureka City Council or mayor seats. He was optimistic during the first few reports, even with him trailing behind a small margin.
They already know where I'm at on things, and they're all prepared to accept a win or a loss, but I hate losing. I can't stand losing. And the reason why is when you win, you have nothing but opportunities because you can look every direction and take an opportunity. When you lose, you know, you only have a few opportunities.
Last night's final results projected Castellano as the winner with 48% of the vote and Mantova trailing behind with 24%. Post-election results, Castellano said she's excited to be done campaigning and plans to work within the community in productive and meaningful ways.
You know, campaigning can be, it's intense and it's not always positive, but I think that really our community does want positive growth and leadership. And I think that was reflected in the decisions that people made last night.
Castellano reflected on election night and said she felt nervous about the results coming in, but that she tried to focus less on winning or losing and instead on the work she wanted to get done.
You know, there were times last night where it took a little while for the Ward 1 results to come in. And so it was a little nerve-wracking, but we were having a great dance party, so I could focus on that.
Eureka Ward 1 candidate Anthony Mantova said he won't be releasing his statement until all of the votes are counted. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.